I'm Matt Robinson, and we welcome you to College Football Playoff Focus. And we have him back on the program, always giving us great insight on college football. Ladies and gentlemen, Eric Habersreitiger. Yo, E, what's going on, my man?
What's up, Ed, man? Great to be on the show. Great to be back talking some football, and especially talking the playoff for college football.
Oh, yeah, man. You know it's going to be one heck of a college football playoff. Eric, so on New Year's Day, right, we've got Alabama, Michigan, and the Rose Bowl in Pasadena, California. Then we got Texas and Washington and the Sugar Bowl in New Orleans. Let's start off with the Sugar Bowl for a moment in New Orleans between Texas and Washington. It's all about the quarterbacks, right? We got Quinn Ewers and Michael Penix Jr. Just give me your thoughts on what you got, what you see playing for the Sugar Bowl.
They're going to be a lot of fireworks in this one. I mean, but also both of these teams also play pretty well defense. But I think these offenses, they're really going to showcase the talent that these offenses have. I think Michael Penix has a really good receiving core. He's got, I think his name, Uze. I guess I might be off a little bit with his name, but this dude is an NFL caliber receiver. And then I think about Texas. Quinn Ewers, man, he always seems to get hurt, man, and it kind of makes you wonder if he gets knocked out this game, will New Orleans' own Arch Manning come in this game in the dome, place that his uncles played in, a place his grandpa played in for 10 years with the, well, not say 10 years because it opened in 75, but, you know, his dad, Archie Manning, did a lot of great things in that dome, so it's going to be a wild crowd, and I'm going to go Washington thinking, but it's a toss-up. And this is going to be a very competitive game. Whoever makes the less mistakes is most likely going to win. You got to be on top of your game here. This is win, go to the championship. This is the best against the best. And I think this game is going to set off this playoff because this is it after this year. There's no more 4-team playoffs. So we get these four teams. Next year we get spoiled with a 12-team playoff. But right here, this is it. You win, you move on to the championship. It ain't move on to the next round or the semifinal. This is it. You win, you win the championship. So you got to play your A game. And I think we're going to see a lot of fireworks in this game.
Yeah, bro. I think this is going to be the show stealer on New Year's Day, bro. Washington and Texas, Sugar Bowl, New Orleans. I mean, what more could you ask for, right? And the receiver that you were talking about with Washington, Rome Odunze, bro, he has had one heck of a year. And him and Michael Penix Jr., they've been like hand in glove almost, bro. And I think this is going to be an exciting game. It's interesting because we know Washington, they love passing the ball. Texas loves passing the ball. But Texas, they have that running game, bro. So it's going to be interesting what happens in New Orleans on New Year's Day with Washington and Texas in the Sugar Bowl. Let's talk now about the Rose Bowl in Pasadena, California. We got the number one team in the country, Michigan, going up against the number four team, Alabama. Bro, who would have thought, bro, in the middle of October, Alabama playing in the college football playoff, the chances were slim to none, bro, but they had a lot of help. They beat Georgia, they beat LSU, and of course, unfortunately, Florida State got left out, but hey, it's Alabama, it's Michigan. Give me your thoughts on these two teams in the Rose Bowl.
Yeah, either one of these could have been the number one seed. Either one of these four teams could have been. But the thing with Alabama, like you said, at one point, they wouldn't even thought about for the playoffs. You know, they benched Jalen Monroe, and then Jalen Monroe comes back after being benched the next game, and he has not stopped. I mean, he's been playing lights out. Unbelievable how he's been playing. Then, of course, they knock off Georgia, the number one team, 39 straight victories, and they knock Georgia off and stun the world and pretty much beat up on Georgia pretty good in that game. So they definitely earned their spot. I know Florida got left out, but SEC champion, beat the number one seed, beat the two-time defending champion. You got to put Alabama in. Got to. Then you look at Michigan. Man, Jim Harbaugh's got that team playing great defense. Some of the best defense I've seen, 85 Bears-type defense. I'm being just that are that good. They're a good defense. They cause turnovers. They stop the run, and they make your quarterback make mistakes. And this is going to be a chess match here. It's going to be, can Jalen Monroe not make that mistake? And could he not turn the ball over? And he may have to use his legs a lot in this game. But on the other side, you got J.J. McCarthy. That's the only knock I have against Michigan. I'm not saying J.J. McCarthy's not a good quarterback. I just think out of this whole playoff, he's the most inconsistent quarterback. I mean, they win, like I said, on a lot of good defense and good running. They run the ball very well. But if you look at some of the games, J.J. McCarthy, man, he misses a lot of throws. He overthrows some throws. He don't see some of the checkdowns, but they always have other great plays happen to cover for that. You can't do that against Alabama. So, man, this is going to be a chess match here. This is going to be an insane game. I mean, this could easily have been the national championship game, you know, Michigan, Alabama, a lot of greatness here, a lot of Heisman Trophy winners through the years. So I'm definitely going to be tuning in, and this is going to be a crazy game. It's going to be a fun game.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun game, too. We talked about the quarterbacks with Washington and Texas with Michael Penix Jr. and Quinn Ewers. And, of course, we have the quarterbacks. You mentioned Jalen Milroe for Alabama and J.J. McCarthy for Michigan. I want to ask you about a running back for Michigan named Blake Corum. We know Alabama's defense has been pretty good this year. How do you think Michigan's running game is going to fare against Alabama's defense?
I know Alabama better be ready to stop the run, because Corum is not a joke. He's one of the greatest running backs, in my opinion, to play in Michigan. He is a touchdown machine. I think he set the record this year for most rushing touchdowns in a single season for Michigan. I think something like 22 or something. Very good running back, but a lot of people don't realize he could also catch out the backfield. I've seen him, every game I've watched, I've seen him catch. I'm not going to say he's putting up Marshall Faulk, Alvin Kamara receptions a game, but when they throw it to him, he catches it. He don't drop it. So that could be something they might do in this game, because they don't do it a lot, but they do it somewhat, and he catches it. They might decide, you know what, we're going to throw it to call him out the backfield a little bit more, something they don't expect, because he's a good receiver out the backfield. And like I said, he could run between the tackles, and usually the first man don't take him down. So they're going to have to rally to the ball and stop him. If not, he's going to make Alabama's night very long.
Yeah, man, it's definitely going to be a challenge right there. We know Blake Corum, he's a north and south runner, but Alabama, they've got the studs on the defensive side, so it's definitely is going to be a challenge on New Year's Day in Pasadena, California, with the Rose Bowl between Michigan and Alabama. All right, Eric, let's start off with the Rose Bowl, Michigan and Alabama. Who do you think wins and why?
Ooh, man, I'm going to go Alabama. I just think they're more of a well-rounded team. I think they have a good defense. I'm not saying their defense is as good as Michigan, but I think their defense is good enough to make J.J. McCarthy make the mistakes. And I like Jalen at quarterback. I think his legs are going to save them a lot. So I'm going Alabama. I'm not saying it's going to be a four-quarter game. It's probably going to come down to whoever has the ball last. And I think at the end of the game, Alabama's going to get the ball last. And I think kick a field goal, I'm going to say 31-28, Alabama moves on to the championship.
All right, let's move over now to the Sugar Bowl in New Orleans with Washington and Texas. Who wins and why?
I'm going to say Washington, man. They're so good when it comes to third down conversions, man. If you look at their percentage on third down conversions, and a lot of the times if it's third and five, they're getting 20. 15 yards on a conversion. It's like, how can someone be that open? That's called technique, and that's called putting in the right play at the right time. I think Texas secondary at times is a little suspect. And Quinn Ewers also, I always say nothing against Brett Favre. I think Brett Favre is no doubt one of the greatest quarterbacks ever played a game. But he's the type of person that he don't care. Three on one, I'm throwing it. Interception. You know, look what he did against the Saints with Minnesota in the NFC Championship game. He tried to throw across his body. Tracy Porter picks it off. That's what I'm saying about Quinn Ewers. He's that type of quarterback where he's going to make mistakes, man. But he's going to make plays, but he's going to make – and these mistakes are going to cost him against Washington. Can't turn the ball over. Got to convert. And a lot of the times, I just think he tries to make all the throws, and sometimes I think he gets greedy on a, you know, like a second and one. He's going to try to throw it 30 yards down the field and interception or get – as he goes to throw, hit fumble. So – it's going to come down to good quarterback play from Quinn Ewers, but I just think Michael Penix and Washington, they have yet to lose this year. They got a lot of confidence, a lot of great players. I got Washington, and I'm going to say I'll say the score in this game. You're looking at 35-24, Washington.
All right, solid. And now my picks, I think, as far as the Rose Bowl is going to be concerned, I think Alabama and Michigan, I think it's going to be a low-scoring game, but I like Alabama to win. I'm going to go 24-14. I think Michigan's going to have their way early on, but I think Nick Saban is going to lay the hammer down second half, and Jalen Milroe is going to use his feet, and he's going to use his arm. So I like Alabama to win 24-14. I think Sugar Bowl, as I stated earlier, in New Orleans, I think Washington and Texas is going to be the show stealer. But Michael Penix Jr., he's got another comeback in him. This is going to be a high-scoring game. I like Washington to win 37-34. So we both like Alabama and we both like Washington, and that's who we think is going to be playing in the BCS National Championship game. So, Eric, this is the last year of the 4-team playoff. You mentioned it earlier. Next year is going to be the 12-team playoff. Just kind of give me your thoughts on what we can expect for the 12-team playoff. Do you like it? Do you see schools from smaller conferences could be playing maybe in the college foot, the Final Four in the future?
If these schools could get ranked, you know, at least in the top 15, and I'm loving it. For a few different reasons, and I'm gonna give you a couple. For one, Florida State would get in. It'd be 12 teams. Then, of course, the way Jalen Daniels was playing the last month of the season, you might not want to see LSU. They would have gotten in. Ohio State would have gotten in. So Oregon might have gotten in. Notre Dame might have slid in there. So with all that. Oh, anything could happen, you know. Anybody could go on a run, and when you get hot, you get hot. So I'm going to enjoy this four-game playoff this year. It looks amazing. But next year's playoff, that's true. It's going to be a all-out brawl because teams that got snubbed the last few years, like if you remember a couple of years back, Ohio State got snubbed, and everybody was kind of upset. Now it's Florida State. They all upset. Well, next year, like I said, Florida State would get in. And like I said, Heisman Trophy winner, Jalen Monroe and LSU, playing some good football down the road, you know, as end of the season. They might have slid in there too. So, yeah, I'm loving the 12-team playoff. I hope they don't go no more than that. I think 12 is enough. And I think that's going to give a great run for a championship. And you could really say world champs because – no matter who wins this year, somebody's going to say, well, if Florida State would have got in, they wouldn't have won. Or if LSU would have got in, or if Ohio State, well, next year all those questions will be answered because all of them will get in if they play the way they played this season. But they're not in this year. This year you see who we got. We got Washington, Texas, Alabama, Michigan, Rose Bowl, Sugar Bowl. We're going to rock this four games. And next year it's going to be the 12 team. And then I'm liking that. And I said it years back, I always thought they should expand to that, and they are. And I'm ready. I'm ready to see it. But I'm also ready for this year's playoff, too. I think this is probably the most competitive playoff I've seen in a while, and anybody could win. And we've got our picks. That's just, you know, who we think could win. But at the end of the day, it's whoever performs, whoever plays consistent is going to win the games. And, man, this is exciting. I can't wait for January 1st.
I can't wait either. And you know what, Eric, for years we had been talking about they need to expand the playoff. They need to expand from 4 to maybe 8. Well, guess what? Next year they're going to go from 4 to 12. So, hey, Now let's see what happens now, because, you know, as we talked up, you mentioned about Ohio State getting snubbed several years ago. I remember, you remember Oregon got snubbed a couple of years ago as well. We saw it this year with Florida State, but now, man, all that's going to be put to rest starting next year. But right now, man, like you said, we got a great four. We got a great Final Four in the college football playoff. It's exciting with the Rose Bowl, Michigan and Alabama, Sugar Bowl, Washington and Texas. Eric, any final thoughts you have on the college football playoff, and anything you want to, you know, have on your mind?
I just want to say, man, it was a great college season. This time next year, we're going to be talking 12-team playoff, and it's anybody's game then. So, but yeah, great year. Just looking forward to the championship games now, January 1st.
Eric, again, as always, thank you so much, my man. We definitely got to do this again, man. Thanks again. If you ever you want to come back up, just feel free to let us know.
Thanks for having me, man. Awesome.
No doubt. And that's going to do it for this edition of College Football Playoff Focus. He's Eric Habersreiniger. I'm Ed Robinson saying so long.
T-Mobile 5G home internet can leave you with slower speeds during its busiest hours. Why deal with that? Switch to Cox Internet with 2x faster download speeds than T-Mobile 5G home internet during peak hours. Visit cox.com/5G home to learn more.
Wondering what retirement is like at St. James Place in Baton Rouge? Folks who live there say,
oh, are you in for a surprise?
You can be busy every day.
All day.
The social life is outstanding.
Wonderful parties.
There are courses in computer, art, music.
I feel blessed to live here.
You'll have to come see it. It's great.
And it might be more affordable than you think. Learn more and schedule a tour at stjamesplaceinfo.org.
Wake up at Holiday Inn Express to a can't-miss breakfast that's free with every stay. Count on all the hot, fresh coffee you need and an incredible breakfast buffet that has something for everyone, like eggs, cinnamon rolls, and even hot, fresh pancakes with all the toppings you crave. Next time, do yourself a favor and stay at a Holiday Inn Express with a can't-miss breakfast that's free with every stay. So, when you wake up at Holiday Inn Express, you'll wake up happy, a part of IHG Hotels and Resorts.
Hi, this is Joe Helm with Helm Paint and Decorating. Happy to announce our new 4 locations in Baton Rouge. We are new to Baton Rouge, but not new to paint. We are a family-run business with over 50 years' experience, assisting customers with the best quality Benjamin Moore paint, supplies, and design services. We also offer free, fast delivery and expert color matching. Call or stop by any of our locations on Perkins, Jones Creek, Highland, or Choctaw, or shop us online at helmpaint.com.
Helm Paint and Supply.
Helm, yeah.
Hi, Barbie.
Hi, Barbie.
Hi, Barbie.
I'm Margot Robbie, and I play Bobby.
And I'm Ryan Gosling, and I play Ken.
Max is now the exclusive streaming home of Barbie.
So cool.
And the Max with Ads plan is included with your Cricket $60 unlimited plan at no additional cost. Log in with your Cricket username and password to experience Max on all your favorite devices.
This is the best day ever.
It is the best day ever.
Don't miss Barbie, now streaming on Max. Phone plan streams in standard definition. Programming subject to change. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See CricketWireless.com for details.
¿Por qué conformarte con una conexión de internet para tu hogar que compartes con usuarios de celular? Especialmente si esto puede causar que tu conexión sea lenta durante horas de mayor congestión. Mejor cámbiate a Cox Internet y obtén velocidades de descarga 2 veces más rápidas que internet 5G residencial de T-Mobile durante horas pico. Visita cox.com/5G en casa para conocer más. T-Mobile prioriza a ciertos usuarios de T-Mobile sobre usuarios de internet residencial durante horas de congestión.
T-Mobile 5G home internet can leave you with slower speeds during its busiest hours. Why deal with that? Switch to Cox Internet with 2x faster download speeds than T-Mobile 5G home internet during peak hours. Visit cox.com/5G home to learn more. Trying to get home to stream that highly anticipated series finale? Well, it may take longer with T-Mobile 5G home internet. You could be stuck with slower speeds during the busiest hours because you share your network with cell phone users. Why deal with that? Switch to Cox Internet with 2x faster download speeds than T-Mobile 5G home internet during peak hours. Plus, Cox offers free panoramic Wi-Fi equipment and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Why not switch? Visit cox.com/5G home for details. T-Mobile prioritizes certain T-Mobile phone users over home internet users during times of congestion.
Color can change the entire feel of a room, which means change the way you feel about being in that room. Hey, it's Jody for Helm Paint and Decorating with four locations now in the Baton Rouge area. We love them. It's family owned and operated, which means you get that human service, helpful service. They're the home also of Benjamin Moore Paint with beautiful colors, and they're happy to take their time with you, let you decide. Now on Perkins, Choctaw, Jones Creek, and Highland. HelmPaint.com.
Albertsons has everything you need to ring in the new year. This week at Albertsons, get New York strip steaks for $4.99 per pound with exclusive digital coupon and snow or Dungeness crab clusters for $8.88 per pound. Visit Albertsons.com for more details.
Color can change the entire feel of a room, which means change the way you feel about being in that room. Hey, it's Jody for Helm Paint and Decorating with four locations now in the Baton Rouge area. We love them. It's family owned and operated, which means you get that human service, helpful service. They're the home also of Benjamin Moore Paint with beautiful colors, and they're happy to take their time with you, let you decide. Now on Perkins, Choctaw, Jones Creek, and Highland. HelmPaint.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
T-Mobile 5G home internet can leave you with slower speeds during its busiest hours. Why deal with that? Switch to Cox internet with 2x faster download speeds than T-Mobile 5G home internet during peak hours. Visit cox.com/5G home to learn more. Trying to get home to stream that highly anticipated series finale? Well, it may take longer with T-Mobile 5G home internet. You could be stuck with slower speeds during the busiest hours because you share your network with cell phone users. Why deal with that? Switch to Cox internet with 2x faster download speeds than T-Mobile 5G home internet during peak hours. Plus, Cox offers free panoramic Wi-Fi equipment and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Why not switch? Visit cox.com/5G home for details. T-Mobile prioritizes certain T-Mobile phone users over home internet users during times of congestion.